Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Memorial Day 2025. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. We had the discussion earlier about should we say Happy Memorial Day when it's a holiday specifically designed to honor our war dead, to pay tribute to those who have paid the ultimate price in defense of our nation and our freedoms and our Constitution. I think you can do both. I think you can enjoy the day. I think you can barbecue, grill, jump in the pool, go to the beach. But you should take some time to remember the reason we can do all these things, the reason that we are not under Nazi control, the reason that we are not communists, the reason that we have all these freedoms is because so many died in defense of our nation and our freedoms. And you should pay tribute and honor those people today. Helping us do that is the National World War II Museum right here in New Orleans. Michael Bell joins us, Executive Director of the Museum's Jenny Craig Institute for the Study of War and Democracy. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks. It's great to be with you.
Thank you, sir. And you, I should note, you are also a retired Army colonel, and we thank you for your service. But today is not a day to honor all veterans, right? Today is a day specifically for those who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Dave, you're exactly right. And this is a day intended for all to honor all those who died in form of their country, some in combat, but also in other military service, literally around the world.
And at the World War II Museum today, you're helping us honor those dead, those who died in service to our nation to protect our freedoms. How can people pay tribute to, on this Memorial Day, those who have paid that ultimate price?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, in addition to the barbecue and celebrating with family, even just to pause for a moment and reflect and remember, say a prayer for them, if that's appropriate, is an important way. At the museum, we have a Memorial Day commemoration to start 11 today. It'll also be live streamed. And I think that'll be a very powerful ceremony. It features a Gold Star family member who lost both her husband and her son while serving.
Wow.
We'll have, in addition, the band from American Legion Post 377. Many of them are veterans. Marine Color Guard, the Louisiana Wing of the Civil Air Patrol, and of course our Victory Bells, and really try to make it a very poignant and powerful ceremony so that everybody understands the sacrifice of those men and women who served is not in vain, but that future generations really will understand the price of freedom, the responsibility that comes with it, be inspired to take action themselves.
I think it is easy for many in our society to forget that we have faced serious threats throughout the history of our nation to our freedoms, to our Constitution, to our abilities to be able to enjoy our lives. And we need to remind them because we never want to be in that position again. And I think that's an interesting point when we specifically talk about World War II and the National World War II Museum. I don't think it's exaggeration to say without the price that so many Americans paid, we could all be Nazis today, right?
Well, I think it's important to understand that their sacrifice, nearly 415,000 Americans died in that war. It really was a fight for freedom, a fight to protect and expand democracy, and really not just the United States, but around the world. And it would be a very different world if the Axis, the Nazis, Italian fascists, the Japanese militarists had dominated the world.
Yeah, I mean, the threats we face today are, of course, very real through terrorism and other threats around the world. And our military is active every day of the year in protecting our freedoms. But I think a lot of it to a lot of Americans goes unnoticed. A lot of Americans don't feel threatened, perhaps like the generation did during World War II, where there really was a palpable society-wide fear of us losing our freedoms. We've kind of become comfortable in our freedoms here today, and today is the day to remember that it's not just by happenstance. That wasn't an accident that we are able to live the way we live. It was by design, and it cost a lot of people their lives.
Yeah, I think that's correct. And you know, today is an opportunity to remember them, to take that moment and really appreciate that, and then ultimately be inspired by what they've done for us. And I think to pause and do that is a very powerful opportunity.
Michael Bell, what time will that observance be that's free and open to the public at the National World War II Museum and also streaming on the World War II Museum's website? So even if you can't make it to the museum, you can take that opportunity to pay honor and pay tribute and to honor those who have died.
It will start today at 11 o'clock with a call to order. The American Legion Band will start at 10:30 and then the ceremony itself at 11. So hope everyone can join us or join us online.
You know, we were having the conversation earlier about using the term Happy Memorial Day. I'm curious your thoughts on that, because it is, I think, something that we should pay attention to, because we've heard from some who feel like it's in a...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Appropriate. As a veteran yourself, as someone so involved in making sure that we remember the price that those who came before us paid for our freedoms, how do you feel when someone says Happy Memorial Day?
Oh, no, I'm fine with that. I think as long as we understand the concept behind Memorial Day, I think we should take pride, satisfaction, inspiration from those who've served before us. And you know, perhaps then by saying it that way, it's not just another day. But I think as long as we think of the reason for the day, I think it's great. I think I think to extend that idea, though, is not bad.
Yeah, I've heard many tell me that they actually love the fact that people celebrate their freedoms on this day as the unofficial kickoff to summer by going out and enjoying themselves, because it really is a very clear demonstration of what, pardon me, about what that sacrifice meant for those who have died in service to our nation, that it allows us to do things like that. And it is great that we can do it, but I'm also very thankful that you at the National World War II Museum and others are making sure that we have an opportunity to also spend at least a portion of our day honoring them and paying tribute to them. We talked earlier about how maybe we have some societal amnesia about the threats that are out there. As a historian, as a retired Army colonel, though, you must recognize that there still are every day of the year, and every year after year, there are always threats out there to our freedom, and that a strong and effective military in this country is one of the primary reasons that we still have all these freedoms.
Yeah, I think since World War II, the Americans have taken on great responsibility and have maintained a strong, effective, powerful military, and now I think by doing that, we're able to, in many cases, to defer conflict or to resolve situations long before they become another world war. And you know, that is an American contribution that benefits other countries in the world, but certainly benefits our country. And I think that's something in many cases we take for granted today. But you know, we have Americans around the world, and some are deterring major threats, and others are still combating terrorism around the world with those threats that from groups that would love to see harm come to the United States.
And very effective has the American military been over the years of keeping all of those conflicts off of our soil, of making sure that threats elsewhere in the world never get to a point where we're fighting a war in the United States. Clearly, acts of terrorism have been the exception to that rule. But other than that, our military has been extremely effective in keeping conflicts elsewhere in the world from coming to our shores. And I think maybe something that's something that people don't truly recognize and appreciate, but really is significant.
You know, and even Memorial Day, we can think that it has a cost and a price. And in many cases, it means that we have members of our armed forces that will not be able to return to their families and their homes, but will have, you know, paid the ultimate price. But again, you know, I think to see the relevance of it and the importance of that, of their sacrifice, is an important opportunity today.
Michael Bell, thank you for joining us on this Memorial Day 2025. Thank you for being a part of the museum's tribute to those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice in preserving our freedoms here in the United States. Again, 11 a.m., you can go to the World War II Museum and participate in the Memorial Day observance, or you can join them online at their website. Michael Bell, Executive Director of the museum's Jenny Craig Institute for the Study of War and Democracy, and a retired Army colonel, thank you so much for joining us on WWL. And I feel more comfortable now telling you, happy Memorial Day.
You're welcome. Thanks, Dave. Happy Memorial Day to you, too.
Thank you. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. We'll come back after this. We'll talk a little bit more about the significance of Memorial Day, and we'll get back to our conversation about the failures yesterday on multiple levels that led to forced power outages across southeast Louisiana. You heard Devontae Lewis, the Public Service Commissioner, on just a few minutes ago with us. And if you missed it, you can use the rewind function on the Odyssey app to listen to it again. Or we'll post that in the form of a podcast at WWL.com for you. But he said there are a number of issues that contributed to yesterday's outage. And he doesn't know if it was a blip, if it was an isolated incident, or we're going to start to see more forced power outages here in southeast Louisiana. We'll go through some of the failures and talk about what went wrong and how can we keep it from happening again after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.